Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast with Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thanks for listening. We appreciate your time. We're going to talk Wichita State volleyball with Sophia Rowling. Sophia is a senior opposite from Neota Shea High School, and Morgan Stout. Morgan is a junior middle. She is from Nickerson High School. Shockers are 3-2 after defeating Illinois and Illinois State last weekend. Thursday at 7 p.m., they play number 22 Kansas at Koch Arena, and then Colorado comes to Koch Arena at 7 o'clock Saturday. Sophia led the Shockers with 14 kills against Illinois. She had 10 against the Redbirds. Also contributed a career-high 7 digs in that match against Illinois State. Morgan, 10 kills, 6 blocks against Illinois, and 7 kills without an error against Illinois State. Morgan, let's start with, what did the Shockers learn from the first weekend? Went to Lubbock, played some good competition. What did you learn from that first weekend that helped the performance in Illinois?
I learned that if we execute a lot better and we have a lot more balance than before, like to where Sophia can hit on the right and we have pin hitters that are hitting good percentages on the left, it really amplifies our chances of winning sets and matches. So
balance seems really important for this team. I'll get to that in a little bit, but I'm glad you brought that up. Sophia, how about you? What were your impressions from that first weekend, and then how did that carry over to the second weekend for the Shockers?
I think after a pretty slow start, we were excited to have another opportunity, and we took advantage of the second weekend really well and showed exactly what we can be.
Beating Illinois, Big Ten team on their home court, seems like that could be important. What was the mood? What was the atmosphere after that, Sophia?
That win was amazing. I was so excited for us. We had great energy and attitudes that entire match. Things would happen. Some mistakes that typically would get us down, we moved on from, we recovered, and it allowed us to win that match.
Morgan, how about you? How did you feel about the win over Illinois?
So I'd say, like, the attitude, everything. Like, whenever you have a good attitude and you forget about the play that you messed up or whatever, and you have a really good mindset towards, like, messing up and doing better and focusing on the next play, it really, like, again, amplifies your chances of winning even more, because everybody else is like, oh, okay, like, they messed up, they're doing fine, and then it puts less pressure on anyone else who's, like, putting pressure on themselves, like, oh, I shouldn't mess up, this is super important, like, this pass matters way too much, you know, like, we're all human, we're all gonna make mistakes, so I think that's one thing that we really, something that we really focused on that match was just staying focused on the next play and executing the next play, even though we do mess up, so.
So there are several newcomers on the Shockers roster. Setter Izzy Strand is one of them. She's playing a big role. She's a transfer from UC San Diego. She joined the team last spring. Sophia, tell me how Izzy has integrated herself into running this team's offense.
I think Izzy has helped us out a lot. She brings a new attitude. She has a very aggressive, like, mindset whenever she plays, which I think is good. She's very offensive sometimes, which allows stress to be taken away from, especially like our M1, which is our typical middle, who is just paired with the outside and the setter in the front row. It allows them to have an easier job, and she brings good leadership and communication that allows us to do more things.
She seemed to have a big personality. Is that an accurate description, Morgan?
Yeah, of course. Whenever I know for a fact that, like, whenever I mess up or I'm not really, like, feeling, like, the hand contact on the ball, she's like, well, what do you need? Like, do you need it higher, lower? Like, do you need me to set you faster, slower? Like, something like that. And it's like, I really love the communication towards that. And even if, like, us two, if, like, me and another outside that's playing on the left isn't really executing as well as we could, I know for a fact that whenever she can get a kill, she's going to get a kill either way. So, in a way, it's like we have three hitters up there, and it puts less pressure on me and the other outside that's playing too, because we really trust her, so.
So it seems like that, as you said earlier, balance. She's able to spread the volleyball around and get a lot of people with kills. Mm-hmm. Am I reading that right? Is that she's done well
absolutely,
so far?
Yeah.
How is she able to do that?
I think she moves on well of finding who is scoring at the time, and then moves on and allows everything to be spread evenly. Like, during the Illinois game, Illinois, we only had, like, one big hitter. which, again, she's a really great hitter, but she can only do so much, whereas we were very offensively balanced and attacking from everywhere, which puts a lot of stress on the other team. So from, she just does a great job from balancing and communication, and she finds a way.
Mm-hmm. Working with the middles at Wichita State is always, I think Wichita State just has such a great tradition and reputation of middle attacking. Tell me about you and Izzy getting on the same page and getting comfortable working together.
Yeah, at first, like when Izzy first got here, it was like we instantly connected when it comes to like setting and hitting, setter and hitter connection. And that's something that is like kind of developed over time. But whereas like with her and I, it's like it was just already there somehow. And I am just able to hit off her very, very well. And I know that I can trust her to like set the ball backwards behind her in like the ways that I need her to. So trust is a very, very high thing with me and her, I think, because it gets tricky in volleyball whenever you don't know if the setter is going to set you or not. And you kind of like, your footwork may not be there if you don't think she's going to set you, or it is there and she doesn't set you. So I really think that her and I are on the page a lot of the time. So
that working behind the setter, is that the toughest thing to do in volleyball from an attacking perspective or
yeah.
not? Yes.
Honestly, in my opinion, yeah.
I think it requires a lot of great communication of what's happening, because when she's setting forward, she can see what's going on, where her hitters are at, how she sets that ball. But when she sets backwards, it's kind of just hoping it comes out of her hands well, that we're where we need to be, and a lot of things can go wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just kind of made that up, so I'm glad you didn't laugh at me for being way off base.
No, you're good.
Another area of this team that seems to be really playing well, the back row defenders, the littles, and Chris Lamb was really high on them last spring. We're talking about people such as Gabby Moss, Annalie Hellista, Katie Galligan, Reagan Anderson. Shockers are holding opponents to a 149 attack percentage. So it appears the Littles are really doing well against some strong competition. Sophia, tell us about that group. Why have they been off to such a good start?
Our Littles have been amazing. I think they've worked hard. And I think their ability to read the hitters has grown so much. And them getting more balls allows like Izzy to set more, which allows us to hit more, which, you know, helps everyone. I think that's,
Okay. Morgan, what have you noticed about that group?
I love our littles because I know that if one of us gets blocked in there, we're playing a really good defensive team. I know that we're also a really good defensive team when it comes to passing and block coverage too. So, and also playing defense against our defense is super frustrating for
yes.
a lot of other teams, I feel like, because like our littles are just everywhere and they're picking up everything, so...
But back in again. They also bring in crazy energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like this past week, they have been so talkative and talking what they're seeing and what needs to happen. And that helps facilitate so many things. Like for Illinois, we were going to run a new defense. And they were talking about what's happening, whether we need to be in here or in a different position. And that allows a lot of things to go smoother because we all know what's going to happen. And there's no doubt. And so for them to be talking so much, and then everybody's communicating, they're where they need to be, and so then now they're getting great digs, and it allows everyone to be so much better.
Mm-hmm. So Morgan, your scoring numbers are up this season. You've got a 280 attack percentage. Tell us about the improvement. What's working so well for you?
I think a lot of it has to do with confidence. I think I lacked a lot of confidence last year because I was dealing with an injury in the beginning of the season, and it kind of held me back a little bit from scoring. So I think this season has really been a confidence booster for me and finding like my inner dog, I guess, on the court. So.
Okay. Sophia, tell us about your observations about Morgan. How has she improved here in her time at Wichita State?
I think when she came here, she brings a really great energy. I don't know whether it's be saying she or you, but and in this past like year, 2 years, her hand on the ball has really grown, and she's started hitting a lot more balls down, and really becoming a great offensive threat.
I'm glad you mentioned hand on the ball, because when I was talking to Chris Lamb, he mentioned that, and that may be something. It's hard for fans to really see the nuances and what all that means. Tell us a little bit about how you've gotten better at that. Maybe what are some of the subtle things that, you know, we can't see from the stands that are important to a hitter?
Yeah, it's especially like running behind the setter. It's very hard to get a good hand contact unless you're like really focusing on like different parts of the volleyball. I think for me last year, I was kind of focusing on like the middle portion of the volleyball to like the low portion. And it was kind of like not helping my full hand contact on the ball. Whereas if I had my full hand contact on the ball, I'd be able to hit balls downwards and I could cut and slice and dice. But if I'm looking at the middle part of the ball or like below, I hit upwards, which is not good when you want to hit the ball down. So, a lot of my error percentage came from that. And then, also, whenever Izzy sets the ball behind her, the footwork is the most important part. And especially like if you don't have the footwork right, your right shoulder's not on the ball correctly. So, if my body is too far to the right of the ball when I'm hitting it behind the setter, I'm forced to either hit cross court or like hit under the block, which is very, very hard to do, especially when my body's wider than the ball. So I've learned to like really put my right shoulder, right hand on the ball and not let it like get or like not run past the ball, I guess. So a lot of that has to do with just like the right footwork, the patience, the right hand contact, and really seeing the vision on the court and the block as well. So, yeah.
And so I'm sure being healthy, a lot of repetitions. We've heard a lot about you being on jump limits in the past. So a lot of that is behind you.
Mm-hmm.
That's helping. Am I correct to say that?
Yeah, for sure. I feel a lot healthier this season than any other season before. And I think that's also what has really helped me be the player that I am now and develop into something even better potentially. So
Chris Lamb said that one of his nicknames for you is Smoothie Queen.
Yeah.
I guess you have a lot of nicknames,
yeah.
But he told me about Smoothie Queen. Why? What's the story with that nickname?
So I used to really struggle hitting behind the setter. I either ran past the ball too much, got stuff blocked, my hand contact wasn't there. And now like I've been able to show him like my true potential, and I've been able to not run past the ball as much, hit the ball with a very solid hand contact, whether that's tooling the block, hitting a like under the block, hitting line, hitting cross court, and a smooth approach with a really good hand contact in the ball that leads to a kill. And then ultimately getting our team fired up from that. I think that's what he calls me Smoothie Queen for, or Smoothie King. Either one is fine, but I think that has a lot to do with it.
Okay. Do you have other nicknames or do you have a favorite?
Yes, I have Scooter. And that was when I had surgery on my left foot, and I would scoot around practice a lot on that little knee scooter. And sometimes I'd be going at very high rates of speed on that thing. So I think that's where I got that from.
Okay. Good nicknames. So Sophia, early in the fall, I was talking to Chris Lamb again, and he said he wanted you to think about yourself as this team's, do you know what I'm going to say? You're laughing.
Yeah.
What word did he use?
Basically he wants me to be a mama bear and
okay.
be a mother to this team, which means just, he wants me to get really aggressive and possessive, which there was a time I was like, I don't know how well this is going to work out for you because you're making Mama Bear mad now about, cause he was getting on to us about something. And basically he just wants me to really go after it and like protect this team in a way and
okay.
maybe sometimes lead this team.
That's a little different than what he told me, but
oh.
Mama Bear makes sense too. Okay. He used the word protagonist, the
oh.
main character. He's
yeah.
talked to you about that too?
Different conversation.
Okay. A lot
Sorry.
Of conversations. No, Mama Bear is, that's good stuff
Whoops.
Too. And he went on to say more often than not, match ends. He wants people walking away thinking of Sophia Rowling, main character in that match.
Yes.
How do you go about meeting that goal?
Basically thinking for me sometimes that it kind of revolves around me. Like I affect everyone and everything. Whenever I think of protagonist, you know, it's the main character. And so for me, it's being a leader on the court, trying to be of communicating and talking and giving energy. And then executing whenever you're given the chance, whether that's blocking or setting, not setting, hitting, and things like that.
Okay, so mama bear and protagonist. That's a lot. I guess you're a senior, though. You can handle that. You can handle that.
Yeah,
burden.
We've been... The reason I brought up mama bear is because it was the recent fall discussion. We've been talking about protagonist for a while.
Okay. Sophia, senior year. Take us through your progress here at Wichita State. Where do you feel like you've improved, grown as a volleyball player?
I think I've grown all around. Coming here, I really just had a love for this sport. I was very raw. And they recently I've been taught IQ, volleyball IQ, seeing the court, what's happening, reading, and then just learning how to be a better offensive threat and executing those things.
So this will be the first home matches for the Shockers on Thursday and Saturday. Shocker fans will get their first live look at this team. We've got a lot of newcomers, as we talked about some of them playing important roles. Morgan, give us a name or two. Who should fans maybe pay special attention to from this new group?
From KU or for us?
For Wichita State.
Oh, okay.
We'll let the KU podcasters talk about the KU volleyball.
Okay. I think that Emerson Wolford is probably the most developed player on this team by far. I've seen her in the previous seasons not really grow out of her shell, but this year I think she has grown out of her shell, has gained a lot more confidence, hand on the ball, vision on the court, and she's just been like, it's been survival of the fittest with her, with other teams. Like, they don't know how to defend her sometimes. She hits low seam, high three, low three in the middle of the block. So she's just able to hit line, too. Like, she has great court vision and a great mindset as well. Whenever she messes up, she kind of laughs a little bit. Or, like, if she gets stuff blocked, she laughs it off. Which, like, it could make her mad a little bit, but just the fact that she's able to brush off her mistakes at such a very young age right now is and compete at a very high level with a great attacking percentage is something I really admire from her. So, and then I also think that our littles should deserve a shout-out, too, because they are out there, like, scavenging for volleyballs on the court, covering our hitters really well, and also making sure to like hype our teammates up too. So every little on our team deserves that. And then Weber also, she's been really, really, really good at passing too. At one point her passing numbers were better than our littles numbers. So she's been really, really good defensively, and has also great court vision as well, has been really good at blocking. And then Sophia, too. Sophia has been dealing with an injury for the longest time ever, and she's just been able to battle through it along with all the hard stuff that Lambeau's bringing on to her as a senior and really trying to meet those expectations for Lambeau, her team, and her as well. So,
Morgan Weber. I want to make sure people know first name for Morgan. Yeah, she's off to a good start, too.
Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Sophia, who is your recommendation for a Shocker fan to take a sharp look at this weekend?
I think if you're looking for some hype and excitement, I'd mention Morgan Stout. She brings some great energy to the game, and she always has some sort of emotion going on, whether that's mad, excited, and just brings a great attitude. I'm excited to see Natalie Foster again go off like she did last year. She has a crazy arm that just manages to always find it on the court. That ball somehow always, there's been times, I don't know how it happens, she just reaches around where I'm like, no way she can get this ball, it's going to go out, and she just bounces it.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are some great options.
Yeah.
Both of you are veterans. You've been in college athletics now for several years. Morgan, advice to a high school senior who's, you know, starting to look at colleges or getting started in college athletics, when you look back on your career, what advice would you give them?
Personally, my advice I would give them is make sure your grades are up. Make sure that if you want all the options that you can get, make sure that you have a great GPA. That way, you don't have limited options. And then keep grinding. You're going to make it. There's always going to be a college out there that's going to want to have you play for them. And once you get there, be ready to get a lot of information thrown at you at once. The first practice can be very overwhelming for some people, especially me. But it's a very good blessing to be in college athletics, and enjoy it while you can, because you only get a certain amount of years to be great and look back at it for the rest of your life. So, college is definitely something I wish I could be in forever. So,
Sophia, your tips for youngsters?
I would say don't lose sight of why you love it. There's been times that I have been in some good lows and not remembering why I did this or why I love the sport, and it makes them for incredibly hard days. You'll get the reps, you'll get the results with time. Give it time and just remember your love for it and keep pushing, and you'll get there.
Morgan, your favorite Chris Lamb practice drill?
I gotta say yellow hand. Hands down, it's got to be yellow hand. If anyone disagrees, you're wrong. It's definitely yellow hand.
Brief description of yellow hand.
I don't even know, to be honest.
Basically, I'll help. The hitters are trying to go off the blocker's outside hand. It's called the yellow hand. And your goal is just like tooling, trying to win that battle. And it's just a lot of like rotations, like running in and out, and you're just trying to keep hitting that yellow hand. The other hand is called the red hand. You don't want to hit the red hand because a lot of times you can get stuffed on the inside hand. So constantly trying to go after that yellow hand, which the reason why a lot of people love it is everyone gets to dig, and everyone's running around and blocking, including littles, yeah. And everyone's going everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sophia, what's your favorite Chris Lamb practice drill?
I like EMS.
Yeah,
we get to set in that one. Too. Basically, it's four people on a court, two are in the back row, one's in the front row, and we're shifted like on the opposite lines of each other. It's hard to make sense. But you're basically peppering with three people on each side, and you're just rotating between pass setting, attacking. And then eventually you get to back row, and then it's like at one point you're trying to contact it. The first person with two hands, the second person with one hand, you only get two contacts, and it's just fun.
Wichita State Volleyball is at Coke Arena this week. They play the University of Kansas 7 o'clock on Thursday. They play Colorado at 7 p.m. Saturday. Sophia, Morgan, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We encourage you to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com.
Malcolm out near the timeline. Left side of the floor to Baker. Ron works deeper to the wing, fires a three. Good! Ron Baker with his third 3-point field goal of the game, and Wichita State goes ahead by 4.